Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton. Today is episode 41, Thursday Thoughts number 4, Tracking Time. But first, a call-in from Ray Otis of Plundergrounds, commenting on Saturday Scrawl from last Saturday. Take it away, Ray.
Hey, Larry. Thanks for mentioning Inktober. I'm too busy to do it this year. Too busy with creative projects, actually, so I don't feel like I need the jumpstart. But I can tell you that in 2016, I did it, and it changed everything for me. I hadn't been drawing for a while, not seriously anyway. And at the start of the month, I was so shaky and tentative. By the end of the month, it was like I was a whole new person in regards to drawing. I should put up my first and last drawing somewhere so you can see how much progress you can make in a month of drawing every day. Anyway, I'm glad to hear you're stretching your creative muscles. Keep it up and keep podcasting.
Thanks for that encouragement, Ray. Yes, I've enjoyed Inktober popping up in my feeds with different art over the years that it's occurred. And this year I just decided I was going to give it a shot. The last few days have been a little hectic. I had a few projects around the house and then this whole G Plus shutdown and all the hubbub about MeWe and whatnot. I'm still at it, just a little bit behind. I think now that things are settling down and I'm getting on top of my projects, I will be back on track. I am off work this week, so that's why all the projects. So thanks for the call in, and I've been enjoying your podcast. Now on to the topic at hand. So I shared on G Plus this past Sunday my ideas about tracking time during a session. And I finally just decided that anytime players in my game spend time in character discussing a course of action, that I need to use a timer, and if they run out of time before the encounter happens, or before they go into the big room, or whatever, it's on them. In addition, the scheduling of random encounters, you know, when you have an adventure that says, check for an encounter every so many rounds or turns, should play into that. And combat shouldn't devolve into 5+ minutes of strategizing over something that only takes a minute or less of game time. It depends on the rules of play, of course. I'm thinking a 1-minute combat, I should probably use a 1-minute egg timer, or at least use the timer on my phone. And for a session that lasts 4 hours and spending too much time planning a course of action, interruption should happen. In real life, we never get all the time we need to make a decision. How many decisions require a quick answer? We don't get a week to think about what we do in the next minute of real life. And yes, it's a game, and we should have fun. But it's not just the combat, it's every discussion a party has. Now, sometimes it works out that plays into the role play, and it's not a problem. But sometimes it's just paralysis of discussion as nothing's moving forward. Some way of moving that forward needs to happen, because I know as a player, I'm not having much fun when it bogs down into that. And I use an example I mentioned earlier on a prior podcast. I once played through 4 years of game time in 4 successive nights of play. Those were marathon sessions, and that was taking time to do training, because it was first edition AD&D, to rest up, to heal, to resupply, to research, to travel, and so forth. Things only slowed down for role play and combat, which my character and myself, because we were focused on a goal, we only fought when necessary. And yes, it was one-on-one play, but when our group got together as a whole, we also got through a lot in a short period of time. I really like the idea of be ready on your turn or be skipped. That's something Satine Phoenix uses. She does that in her online games as well as her live games, and I think that's a good idea. The game master has to be on their toes and ready for anything the players throw at them. A player only has one character, or maybe some hirelings, maybe dogs and mounts to take care of, but they should be able to run their character without second-guessing and needing a minute. I have to admit, I'm guilty of, oh, give me a minute. Especially when, as a spellcaster, the other players do something, or the monsters do something I hadn't anticipated, and I need to be careful, because a fireball might equalize the fight, or end it. But if people do the unexpected, you could kill half the party. So then you have to choose between killing half the party or a less effective spell, or just staying out of combat long enough to cast another spell. That was the big idea on my mind before the whole G+ announcement. I haven't really solidified how I'm going to do that other than some use of timers, how to best adjudicate that. And I don't mean to be heavy-handed about it, but if you're going to have a 4-hour session, an hour of it shouldn't be spent arguing whether or not we're going to go right or left. A random encounter needs to interrupt that right then and there. And as a player, at least something happens that besides arguing about which way we're going to go. I'm not sure what a better solution is to that. How would you guys handle that? Let me know. Thanks for listening, and game on.